Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we embark on a new week together in the Bible, I'm happy to have you join us. It is great to have both new listeners and listeners that have been tuning in for some time now. Always feel free to drop me an email or a note in the mail and let me know you're out there somewhere. I so enjoy hearing from you. My addresses are given at the end of the broadcast and can be found on my website, godisministry.org. If you were with us on Friday, you might remember that I left you with a little friendly assignment. It was to carve out a few moments on the weekend and read what Jesus says about the coming judgment that God has for each and every one of us. In Matthew 7 and John 5, Jesus is clear. I also recommended 2 Corinthians 5 and Revelation 20. If you did the reading, I trust you felt the full impact of Christ's true words. Contrary to what we hear today, both in the world and in some churches, or on some podcasts and radio broadcast, contrary to false teaching, there is the unequivocal Word of God. It is appointed for us to die once, and then the judgment. That is the truth. Do you believe it? Do you believe that after you die, you will face God, and God will judge you? As you can sense, we ended last week together talking about the coming reality of the judgment of God. God is judge. And how did God being our judge come up? Well, you might think, oh, somewhere in the New Testament, obviously. He did just mention all New Testament passages on that weekend reading idea I missed. Well, no. We had to affirm the judgment of God on people right in the very first book of the Bible, in the 3rd chapter and at the 4th verse. In Genesis 3, verse 4, the serpent, really the voice of Satan, says to the woman, "You surely will not die." That was a bold-faced lie. God had promised judgment. Satan denied the judgment. In Genesis 2, verse 17, God said, "From the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." In Genesis 2, God said, "You will surely die." In Genesis 3, Satan said, "You surely will not die." God tells the truth. Satan tells the lie. God says there will be swift judgment resulting in death. Satan says there certainly will not be swift judgment. You surely will not die. Do you hear how deceptive Satan is? Eve totally missed the deception. She fell for the lie. What about us? Do you think God will judge us? I tell you straightforwardly on a Monday, I tell you based on the authority of God's word, if you do not think God is judge, and he will judge each of us, then you trust in Satan. You do not trust in God. Concerning judgment, whose side are you on? There's no middle ground. You either agree with God that sin results in death, results in judgment, or you agree with Satan that it does not. Eve, this first woman, is not the only one faced with this choice. Eve was only the first person faced with this choice. Now, you are. So what say you? And there is one more scripture I want to put on your mind as we start this new week together. I mention this because it came up in my own Bible study this weekend. This is a really important verse that emerges from the crucial-to-know Old Testament chapter of Ezekiel 18. We would all be wise to read and rightly interpret Ezekiel 18. I just have time for verse 4. I'm reading now Ezekiel 18:4. Listen to this. God is speaking. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul who sins will die. This is the promised judgment of God again. This is clear. This mirrors Genesis 2:17. We sin and we die. God has spoken. But so too has Satan spoken, and Eve believes Satan. Well, I ask again, whom do you believe? God or Satan? Ezekiel 18:4, God is speaking, behold, all souls are mine. The soul who sins will die. Genesis 2:17, you will surely die. But then Satan says, you surely will not die. Well, so much more can be said about this. But I want to move forward now in verses 4 and 5 of Genesis 3. As I told you last week, there is a lot of content in just these two verses that is absorbing to the mind set on God. But because our time is tight, I am focusing on what I consider to be the most important to us in the 21st century. What do we really need to hear God say to us? First was this, God will bring judgment against us. But Eve did not believe that, and we will see that she did not believe that when we get to verse 6 later on in our series here in Genesis chapter 3. And this is significant because listen to what Satan says next. The evil one really has Eve trapped now. He's got her doubting God. So he pours out his vile lies again in verse 5. I'm reading Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. The second lie Satan serves the first woman is that Eve can be God. Verse 5 follows verse 4 in this sequential order for a reason. If Eve believes the first lie, God will not judge her, then she will more easily fall for the second lie. She can become God. I'll repeat that in case you drove through static or your brain has been having a kind of staticky day. If Eve believes the first lie, God will not judge her, then she will more easily fall for the second lie. She can become God. Well, this is true of us also. Once a person no longer accepts that God is judge, then that same person begins to think of themselves as God. Remove the divine right and authority of God to judge you, and quickly you are your own judge. And whatever you determine to be right is right for you. Whatever, if there is anything at all, that is wrong for you is wrong for you. You are now ruling high and mighty over your own life, and as you are God, who would we be to tell you any different? And then certainly, of course, what would the Bible be to tell you any different? The God of the Bible has been dethroned. He's been deposed. There is a new Lord of the universe, and you are she, or he. Come, we are told, worship at my feet. And that's the collective voice of the culture talking. Everyone is his or her own God. The only absolute rule and authority comes from within, not from without. God is me, and God's law is my law. Absolute truth is the truth I absolutely believe, and I determine this for myself. We have a million gods reigning and ruling today. Everywhere we turn, there is another monarch. Ours is a self-world, selfish, self-absorbed, self-centered, and self-obsessed. Look up at the throne. Who sits there? Me, myself, I, the triune God, a perfect Trinity. How did we get to this? Everyone a God. What is the starting point of the road that twists and turns its way here? What is the genesis, the beginning of this all becoming God? Well, it's right here in the opening chapters of the Bible, nestled in at verse 5 of Genesis chapter 3. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Believe this, and voila, as if by magic, you are God. Someone may scratch their head wondering, how are you getting all of this out of verse 5? Well, we've got to break down the verse, my friend, and we'll take this in parts and at times go word by word. Then I think you'll see what I mean, and let's get going on this starting tomorrow. As we end today, let's pray together. Dear God, we want to acknowledge that you alone are God. Despite our awful pride, you sit on your throne in heaven. You are the one sovereign. You are majesty. You are king. We apologize to you. We repent before you for trying to usurp your divine authority over us. We do not want to take for ourselves that which only belongs to you. We believe you are our judge, and we believe only you are God. We reject Satan's lies. I pray from my heart that each one of us will believe your word and not Satan's word. We will take your word for it. Protect us now and always from the evil one. Deliver us from him and bring us back safely again tomorrow. Amen. Join me then for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.